Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert for Discovery Channel. When it comes to cancer prevention, the consensus is that early detection and treatment saves lives. This may not be the case, though, where prostate cancer is concerned. There is debate about whether current screening practices have led to overdiagnosis and overtreatment of tumors. Many physicians, like Dr. Joel Nelson of UPMC, are beginning to take a selective and individualized approach to screening for and treating prostate cancer. Let's find out why.
Prostate cancer is different from other cancers in that it is extremely common. So in the United States today, at the rate of diagnosis, about one man in six will be told that he has prostate cancer. Because as men age, the development of prostate cancer is very common, we find that 80-year-old and 90-year-old men, almost all of them will have some histologic evidence of prostate cancer if we in fact went looking for it. One of the other issues with prostate cancer is that the rate of diagnosis and the rate of death are very different. So the majority of men who have been told they have prostate cancer actually have very little to no risk of dying of prostate cancer. There is still a subset of men who die frequently, and that's the group we really would like to be able to effectively treat. Screening for prostate cancer begins a patient down a road, which unfortunately there's sort of inevitable stops along the way. A visit to the urologist, discussion about the possibility that you have cancer without actually knowing if you don't, so there's anxiety associated with that. Then a prostate needle biopsy, which is the way that we diagnose it. Now, if it turns out that you have a malignancy which, if left alone, would cause you harm, we would say that's all justified. But if in fact you have a malignancy that you don't need to know you have or that would never cause you harm, we begin to be wondering, is it really important for us to send people down this pathway? Physicians need to know with prostate cancer screening that there is not consensus on whether screening in fact saves lives. There are two studies that were recently published in the New England Journal of Medicine that came to different conclusions. Because of that, we recommend that physicians begin, before they do anything, a discussion with the patient so they understand what does screening actually mean, what are the things that might be in front of you if you go through screening, and have the patient be part of that decision-making process. We look for screening for prostate cancer in people we believe have higher risk of developing prostate cancer. So in the United States, that would be men who are of African-American descent and men who have a family history of prostate cancer. Clearly, there are people who are at risk to develop prostate cancer, and they should be informed of that risk and be offered, I believe, earlier in their lives, the potential to have that cancer diagnosed and treated. UPMC is a leader in the management of prostate cancer, in distinction to simply saying the treatment of prostate cancer, because first and foremost, we view prostate cancer as a disease that should be managed. And that management, in fact, may include not treating it initially. So we have active surveillance as an option for patients, if appropriate, watchful waiting, which is usually used in older men. We provide, if treatment's necessary, we provide state-of-the-art surgical procedures. The so-called nerve-sparing radical prostatectomy is done at very high frequency at UPMC, as well as with robotic assistance and laparoscopic approaches is also done at UPMC.
Involving patients in the decision to screen for prostate cancer based on solid clinical information may help prevent overdiagnosis of prostate cancer and save patients from unnecessary treatment.